Advent for me is a time of waiting, preparation and hope. Growing up in Sweden, it is very dark and cold this time of year. The tradition to have Advent stars and candle bridges in the windows gave some light in the darkness, a sign of hope. Seeing the Advent lights today takes my mind off the busyness around me for a moment, and I am prompted to reflect on Joseph and Mary's journey to Bethlehem.
As a child, Advent was an exciting time. Christmas couldn't come soon enough. Seeing the Christmas cards arrive in the post, putting up the crib, I liked to look at the baby Jesus, pick him up, look at Mary and Joseph, the angels, the animals, and picture it all in my mind of how it was for them in the stable where Jesus was born. Advent is still a time of wonder and expectation, trying not to let the commercial frenzy drown out the interior spiritual preparation.
My wishes for Christmas include having a nice quiet time, visiting my extended family and friends here in Ireland, and a relatively simple Christmas day. It is also time for slowing down and recharging the batteries, go for some nice walks, and watching Christmas movies.
A peaceful, harmonious Christmas is the number one priority for me. Going to Mass early on Christmas morning, roasting the turkey, preparing everything that has been planned over the previous weeks, and being together in a special way, making memories and thanking God for all that is good in our lives.
In the past, I ran around the shops until I found the perfect Christmas gifts, including sending gifts to my family in Sweden. I then ensured that we had all the different foods for Christmas, back into the shops again, preparing like the big snow was imminent. Right after Christmas, we were off to Sweden visiting my family, and then right back into work again. Christmas became more about squeezing everything in, pleasing everyone, to the point that a time schedule was often worked out for the holidays, and we were both exhausted at the end of it.
It can be easy for arguments to break out in the run-up to and during the Christmas holidays. Conflicting priorities, differences of opinion, so much to get done, old wounds emerge. Christmas can be one of the hardest times of the year. It can magnify the deficits in our lives. Everything is supposed to be perfect, and more often it's not. Cracks in our family life become more apparent as we attempt to put on a brave face.
Getting to the Christmas I want is a challenge with all the pressures around me. Making conscious decisions and sometimes starting again helps me. We have also learned that unity is an important goal of married life, but also that we can't please everyone all of the time. During Advent, we try to set aside some additional time for reflection and prayer. Advent is also a good time for us to set realistic expectations for Christmas, starting to talk to each other about it, establish priorities, but also to slow down and be together, be with our extended families and enjoy each other's company.
We now try to keep Christmas relatively simple and be less materialistic, keeping presents to a minimum and avoiding a lot of the fuss. We can put a lot of pressure on ourselves, but we try to remember that the most important thing is to be together. Through the volunteer work we are involved with, we also see the stresses married couples experience. It is important to realise that most of us could do with help at some stage in our marriage, and that it's okay to seek help. There is hope out there, and getting help was the best thing we ever did for our marriage, which is now a happy one, thanks be to God. During this time of year, it is also good to remember to use the three phrases that Pope Francis often reminds married couples of: May I, thank you, and pardon me.